Dick.
WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two on this muggy day. And we've got the phone lines open at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. And, you know, as we were talking about in the first hour, there was some controversy in Marion last night because not only had the Marion fireworks been postponed from Saturday into Sunday, but they ended up setting them off last night. Even though there was a lot of fog, they set them off an hour early. The fog actually dissipated a little bit by the time that they would have gone off at 9 o'clock had they gone off at the original time. And people are up in arms about the fact that they spent $70,000 in donated funds to put on a fireworks display that nobody could see. And I talked in the last hour about how that's been, you know, something that has happened in New Bedford in the past, where the weather has kept them from being able to see the fireworks. So it's a lose-lose situation in a lot of times in situations like that, because really, what are you going to do? They've got the pyrotechnics company contracted. They've got the barge rented. What are you going to do? So I think they did the best thing that they could, although I would have suggested just holding off and saying we're going to just do them next year. And we've got the money in the bank already for them. And then that allows you to get a year ahead. But I guess the other side of that too is, hey, people donated for 2024 fireworks. So they want to see them. I don't know. It's tough. It's a tough call, and I'm glad I'm not the one that's making it. But we can talk about that. I also want to talk about something else that I saw the story this morning, and I thought, that's kind of interesting, and I wonder if it would fly on the South Coast. So there's a story that WCVB has that they have unveiled the designs for a new casino in Nashua, New Hampshire. But the interesting thing about this is where this casino is going to be. It's called the Nash Casino. And it's going to be in the Pheasant Lane Mall in the Anchor Store space that was vacated by Sears. So they're going to have a casino and sports bar in the Pheasant Lane Mall. And this just got me thinking, would this be something that you would want to see? What if Macy's left the Dartmouth Mall? Again, it's not happening, but what if it did? That's a big space. If they were to leave and the mall couldn't find another store to come in there and anchor that end of the mall, would you want to see that become a casino? Or is the fact that it's attached to the mall a deal breaker for you? Now, granted, we've got a casino in Tiverton. There's all these things about how close you can have them to each other. I understand all that. But I'm just saying, for the sake of discussion, would you want to see it happen in the mall? I've always thought, And I would hope that it would happen at some point, but that Boscov's, whatever it's, however you pronounce it, that's in the Providence Place Mall, I'd love to see one of those come to the Dartmouth Mall. I like that store a lot. But what if there was no anchor store to come in and replace if Macy's were to leave? Would you want a casino there? I think you've got enough parking in the back. I think you'd probably need to have a few more food options. Maybe this casino would also have a sports bar in it too. But I think it could work. Now, I don't know what the traffic is like and the traffic situation is like outside the Pheasant Lane Mall. And I don't know that the traffic on Route 6 on State Road in Dartmouth would be conducive to there being a casino there. I mean, I remember all the concern when Plain Ridge Park opened about traffic issues. Traffic was going to be backed up all the way to 495 and it was going to cause problems on 495. None of that came true because they never have enough people trying to go there at one time. And I think, you know, I'm not opposed to legalized gambling at all. And I think that if it's something that people are willing to spend money on, we should have it. If it's a way we can make some tax dollars, do it. But I would say overall, casinos in Massachusetts haven't been as successful as people thought they would be. Had one open, had there been one that opened on the New Bedford waterfront, would it even still be open today? Because it's just not the, it's not, well, first of all, it's not exactly what people wanted because it's not the same as going to Connecticut. You don't have table games and all of that. So that's limiting in some respects. But there's something about people getting in the car, driving to Connecticut, or even driving to Twin River, that made going to the casino feel special. If it's right in your own backyard, it doesn't feel special. It's not a night out anymore. It's just a place to go. And the Massachusetts casinos haven't brought in the same extracurricular stuff around the casino like Connecticut does. Build an arena. Build a theater that puts on, you know, Foxwood level concerts. And that would bring more people. And then maybe those people stay and gamble. But I find it interesting that, you know, the Pheasant Lane Mall, which I forgot even existed, to be honest with you. I think I went there once or twice when I was a kid. But I haven't heard about it in forever. But now the Pheasant Lane Mall is going to be the home of a casino. Not the whole mall. You know, it'd be one thing if the entire mall space became a casino, like they were talking about was a possibility in Taunton before they leveled the Galleria. It'd be one thing if somebody took a mall and there was always a story. I don't know how true it is, but there was always a story that the Providence Place Mall was wired to become a casino in case the mall failed. They had a backup plan to turn it into a casino. I don't know if that's true or not. But that's just what I'd heard. But that would be a fine place to put a casino, sure. If it took over the whole thing. I don't know how much people would want to see a casino just at one end of the Providence Place Mall. So it just seems weird that you would say, well, that we can't find anything to take over that former Sears, but this guy wants to put a casino in. Let's just do that. And when you think about it, you go to Foxwoods. What does Foxwoods have in it now? A mall. Has the factory outlets. I don't know if Mohegan Sun has one. I don't go to Mohegan Sun. I've never been. In fact, I only go to Foxwoods to see concerts. So I don't know exactly what the amenities are. Even at Foxwoods, I only have a rough idea of what's there. But I don't know. There's just something about putting it in a mall. I mean, imagine putting it in the Dartmouth Mall, you know, across the way from Old Navy. Not quite across, but, you know, like diagonal. But right in front of that, a little kids area. They'd probably have to get rid of that little kids area in front of Macy's. But it just would seem weird and out of place to me. But I don't know, maybe I haven't been to Nashua in forever. I've got friends that live up there that I never go up to visit. Maybe when this thing opens, I'll have to go up there and check it out. What's it like having a mall casino? Although I say I'm going to go check it out, and I probably won't because I've never been to the Tiverton Casino. And how many years has it been open? And I've never even walked in. Never even driven by it. I don't even know where it is, to be honest with you. Should probably just take some time and go do a little research someday and just drive by it. But I think that there's creativity in putting a casino in the mall. I think that it's forward thinking. And who knows, maybe that's the future of some of these empty anchor stores. Repurposing them for something like that. And then if the mall as a whole collapses, which is entirely possible, given the state of a lot of malls. See, I don't think people understand how lucky you are to have the Dartmouth Mall still be thriving. Yes, some stores have closed, but that's because the stores have closed. Like the chain closes stores. That's not the mall, that's the chain. So you're lucky to have a mall that's still viable at a time when it's not really a viable model anymore. People don't want to go to, they'd rather go to outdoor collections. Like Wareham Crossing or South Coast Marketplace. And I have a love-hate relationship with the mall. But I love going to the Dartmouth Mall because it doesn't have all the mall problems that I remember from all the other malls that I hated going to. The packs of kids running around uncontrolled and walking around at a bunch of stores I would never want to go into. Even I went to the Providence Place Mall recently and I probably went into a dozen different stores, which is not something I would normally do. I'd go into like one or two and then leave. I think it also helps too that, you know, now that I've lost weight, I can wear clothes from a lot of different places. So I'm going to go in and look at those places, but then I look at the prices and say, I think I'm all set. I knew things had changed when I walked into Hot Topic and purchased something for the first time. In all my 46 years of life, I had never bought anything at Hot Topic. And I'm sure they were looking around like, what's this old guy doing in here? But I bought some t-shirts. But this could be something that, and again, we've got all of these restrictions in Massachusetts. These regional casino licenses. But maybe this is the future of casinos, is using them to take up empty anchor store spots in malls. There are still some people in Nashua who are opposed to this, who don't think that it belongs in a mall. It's not like they're going to be letting kids walk in. They're going to have the same guarded situation that they would have if they had built it somewhere else. I'm not sure. I've never been to, like I said, I've never been to the Tiverton one. I've been to Plain Ridge Park, and I'm not sure if kids can go in at all. Like, can they go to the food court? Because you got to walk through the casino to get to the food court. Can they go to the restaurant? That's in the casino too. I don't know. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are next on WBSM.
Thank you. Good morning to you too.
How's it going today?
It's going. It started off horrible. I made chicken soup, and I brought most of it over to my buddies, and then I was just going to have it for my breakfast because that's what I wanted for breakfast. And I spilled it all over my rug.
Oh, no. That rug really tied the room together, too.
Oh, that's so funny you would say that, because it's actually a rug I put in front of the couch. And it does not match anyways with anything. I just liked it because of the length. So I've got peas, carrots, chicken, you name it. It's all on my rug. So I said, well, I'm going to let it sit there till I get off the phone with you. Then I'll tackle this.
That's a famous French rug. It's called the Mirepoix.
Mirepoix. Oh.
Well, that's what the stuff is that you chop up and put into a soup.
So fancy.
So now that's what you can call it. That's what you can call the rug now.
Yeah. I think it's going to go in the trash. Not because of that, but just, yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, a casino in a mall, I think it's one of the most ridiculous things ever. And I don't think teenagers should associate casino gambling with clothes shopping and stuff. Like, no way. Keep that separate. It doesn't belong in a mall. But I don't know if you know this. Express closed inside the mall. They had a huge sale.
Yeah, I went in during the sale, and I wasn't really too impressed with what I found. And I think I was there like early enough in the sale that they still had some stuff. It just wasn't anything I was really interested in. And then when I went back to the mall on Thursday, I went to the movies and then I did a couple laps around the mall before I left just to, you know, work off the candy that I ate. And and I saw that they were already shuttered up.
Yeah, I was there 3 days before they closed. And that was the last 3 days. I called my buddy and I said, hey, they still got some stuff, you know, for men. The men's site literally was like all sold out. And what they had left, they brought into the woman's side. And I was the same as you. The things I looked at, I was like, it's just not me. Unfortunately, I didn't see anything. I did see some, I hate to use this word, like wife beaters. I don't know why they call them that. But, men refer to them as that. And I saw them in nice colors and stuff, and I was standing in the line. But that day I was meeting Laura for lunch, and I didn't want to be late. So I just couldn't stand the line, so I had to put them back. It was a really good sale for them. It was good quality. Too.
Even some of the stuff that I saw, like when I think I was probably there. Let me think if I can think of the day that I was there. I can't remember what day it was, but it was, you know, probably a couple weeks before 4th of July. But when I was there, I didn't really, everything I saw was a little too flashy for me. And then everything was also still kind of pricey. So.
Yeah. Oh, well, when I was there, everything was 90% off.
Oh.
Yeah. And, but the same thing, everything I saw, it was too many sparkles, too much this, too much that. And I was like, eh. But for the men, what I did see, I saw a lot of nice button up shirts, you know, and on the large size. Too, because this individual is very tall, and
I did very well when Eblen's closed, though. I went to the Fairhaven one, I went to the Dartmouth one, and I got quite a bit of clothes really, really cheap. And then none of it fits me anymore because I bought it all in the size that I was then, which was like 4XL. So
right.
Now it's all just kind of sitting there nice and new, and nobody's used it.
What was the name of that store? I've never heard of it.
Eblen's. Eblens. There used to be one over here in Fairhaven in front of where Job Lot used to be.
Yeah,
and then there was one in the mall, too. It was like sporting goods type, like sports type clothes.
Hey, you know, I saw there's still a couple of Talbots out there still.
Yep.
Yeah, I went in, but they didn't have the dresses like they did back in the day when I was younger.
Yep, so, there's one. There's the one in Plymouth, I think, is still open, and I recently saw one in Millbury.
Yep, that's the one in Plymouth. I saw. Yeah, I was kind of excited. I went in there because they used to have the prettiest dresses for me. I liked anyway, but no, they kind of changed over. It's more like for, I don't know.
I see the red door and I see the logo and I get PTSD. So I got to hold you there because I got to take a break here before the news. But thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. And yeah, I still my time cooking at the Talbots Distribution Center. Anyway, I got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. And now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Hurricane Beryl makes landfall in Texas. Boeing will plead guilty to criminal fraud. And another animated film tops the weekend box office.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Hurricane Beryl is battering Texas. The storm made landfall this morning, packing maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour. Nearly a foot of rain in some places. Tornadoes are a risk, and more than 300,000 people are without power. More outages are expected as the Category 1 storm moves inland, and hundreds of flights into and out of Houston are canceled or delayed today. Both President Biden and former President Trump should take cognitive tests. That's what California Democrat Adam Schiff told NBC's Meet the Press.
They both should be willing to take a test. I think, frankly, a test would show Donald Trump has serious illness of one kind or another.
This comes as Biden faces calls to drop out of the presidential race following his poor debate performance against Trump. Some are concerned over whether Biden can defeat Trump and serve another 4 years in office due to his age. NATO allies are set to gather in Washington, D.C. this week with support for Ukraine a top priority. A senior U.S. official says the alliance's 32 members will reaffirm that Ukraine's future is in NATO. Significant new announcements on stepping up military, financial, and political support for Ukraine are expected to be made. The three-day summit gets underway on Tuesday. Boeing will plead guilty to criminal fraud over two fatal 737 MAX airplane crashes. More from Tammy Trujillo.
One in 2018 and the other in 2019. The Justice Department said Sunday the aircraft maker violated a 2021 settlement that protected it from prosecution. Boeing has now also agreed to pay a $243 million fine, and an independent compliance monitor will oversee the company for the next 3 years. Boeing will also have to invest more than $450 million in safety and compliance programs. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A motorcyclist is dead after being exposed to record-breaking heat in California's Death Valley National Park. The person was part of a group of motorcyclists riding through the park on Saturday when the high reached 128 degrees. That broke Death Valley's high temperature record for the July 6th date. Tests are showing more than a dozen metals in a large number of tampons sold in the United States and Europe. Researchers found lead in all 30 tampons from 13 brands tested. Traces of other metals were also found, including arsenic, mercury, and others. U.S. Postal Service is raising the price of forever stamps later this month. Mark Mayfield with the details.
Stamps will sell for 73 cents beginning on July the 14th. That's up a nickel from the current price. Other postage costs are going up too, including postcard and metered letter rates. The increases are part of a decade-long financial outline that USPS is calling the Delivering for America plan. I'm Mark Mayfield.
And Despicable Me 4 soaring to the top of the box office over the weekend. Illumination's latest sequel in their hit animated franchise released on Wednesday, pulling in $122.6 million over the holiday weekend. Hotly anticipated Pixar sequel Inside Out 2 finished second with $30 million. And A Quiet Place Day One placed third with an estimated total of $21 million.
WBSM Sports.
Well, after the Red Sox beat the Yankees 3-0 in the Bronx, they host the Oakland Athletics for a three-game series beginning tomorrow night at Fenway.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
We're coming out of the fog and clouds this morning into another hot and humid day on the South Coast. We'll see the sun shortly, and with that comes a high of 91 degrees. Tonight, a low of 73 degrees along the South Coast. And on Tuesday, hot again with a high of 88. In fact, we're looking at high humidity all week. Weather on WBSM brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Back in 508-996-0500. We were talking about the plans to put a casino in the Pheasant Lane Mall in Nashua. And I was talking about the situation with, you know, how some of the local casinos around here, the Massachusetts and Rhode Island casinos, don't really have the entertainment options that Connecticut casinos do, and that's why people are still going to Connecticut. And I think there's a lot of other factors, you know, 20 plus years of people going there, 25 years probably now at this point, maybe even 30, might be closer to 30 of people going there, I think has built up a habit of going there. And I don't mean a habit of, you know, like they're gambling addicts. I mean a habit like as in like that's just where they go. And I think that they have a lot of different options that you don't find in the local casino. So that's bringing people there. Not, you know, not just the entertainment things, but the food options, some of the choices in gaming, some of the jackpots, you know, whatever the reason is for people to go, there's a lot more reason to draw them into Connecticut. And Jeff in Fall River brought up something that'll be another reason that people are going to want to go. He says he's waiting for the new Great Wolf Lodge to open at Foxwoods, which is coming next year. He says his son loves that place. And I think a lot of kids around here love Great Wolf Lodge. And when they go to the one that's in, what's it, Fitchburg? They're going up there. Is that it? I think so. I don't know. You know, but out that way. When they're going to that one out there, you know, the parents kind of dread going because, what else am I going to do? But when you take the kids to the Great Wolf Lodge at Foxwoods, there'll be other things to do. And I know it was supposed to have already opened, but they had to put it off a little bit because of construction delays. But from the last thing that I saw, everything's on pace for it to open up next year. And so, yeah, that's one more thing that will draw people there. You know, water parks are something that I don't know, I'm just not a fan of. Probably because of my tendency to get hurt at waterways. But it's just something that I'm not, you know, it's not a draw for me. But certainly for families with young kids, that's a huge draw. I mean, just take a look at a place like Waterwiz. Even on a day like today, where, you know, the sun's going to be a little late to pop out, it's going to be muggy. It's going to be warm. People are going to head to Waterwiz. On a Monday, they're going to be jammed. So, yeah, they do well. Unless it was the inflatable water park in New Bedford, then it's a different story. That had a lot of issues. Also, there's a big difference between people wanting to go to an inflatable water park and wanting to go to something like Waterwiz. But if you're looking for a place to cool off, check out Ariel's stuff at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. She has a couple of stories there that you might want to check out. One is all the local splash pads and public pools. So if you're just looking to bring the kids somewhere to beat the heat and the humidity today, you know, a splash pad's a great idea. She's got a list of all those. Then she also has the story about all the different pools you can rent in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. And it's surprisingly affordable when you compare it to, say, going to WaterWiz for the day. Or going out and getting a beach sticker and then fighting for parking. You know, some of these pools you can get for $50 an hour with a two-hour minimum. So for $100, you can bring the whole family to a pool for a couple of hours. That's not a bad deal. And you get a few more family members involved or some friends involved. So now you're, you know, six or eight people instead of just you and your couple of kids. Now you can rent it out for a couple of hours, you know, get it for 5-6 hours. So it's not a terrible deal. And she also has the story up about the home in New Bedford where you can rent their private pond. You can rent the beach on their private pond. So check those stories out at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Good ways to beat the heat. All right, let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm outside my doctor's office right now. My appointment's for 8:30. So I got a few minutes. And I heard your show the other day. I'm listening even if I'm out and about. And you were talking about, I guess, that your Walmart where you go, they didn't have bags?
The Wareham Walmart ran out of bags, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is what I do every time I go to Walmart. And I do it every single time. I double bag everything. So when I show up at the store and they don't have any bags, I just take the cart with all the stuff in it the way it is outside, and the bags are in my car. But I always double bag so you have that extra that you can keep. Now, do you think that's okay, or am I stealing bags, or what?
No, I don't think you're stealing bags. I mean, I have to double bag a lot of things, so it's, you know, I don't...
Oh, I do it. I even do it for the smallest little thing. If I have only two little things in the bag, I still double the bag, and they don't say a thing about it.
Well, I don't think you made a Walmart run out of bags, so it's not like you're not taking them all.
I mean,
do you even do it with
the
I would say you do it with the thicker bags, too?
With the what?
With the thicker bags? Do you do it with those as well?
I didn't hear what you said.
Those new thicker plastic bags. Do you do it with those, too?
I don't know, because I'm not sure which bags you're talking about. The very thick ones?
Yeah, so there's two kinds now.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do. No matter what store I'm in, I do that. I get the double bags. What am I going to say? Well, I usually go to Dartmouth or the Fave, and I haven't been to the Walmart one for a long time. I can't see going all that way and, you know, gasoline. So what else? Oh, today's the day for Trooper Proctor in court, huh?
That sounds like it, yeah.
Are you following that at all, the whole thing, I mean?
Yeah, Phil's been giving us updates on it on the news, and I guess you know, it's going to be closed to the public, but there'll be some media covering it, and there'll be some protests as well.
Mm. And let me see. The stamps are going up. I hate to mention that. I don't mail too many things lately, but I do have some forever stamps that I've already had for quite a few years that I can use. And now they're going up more. I forget what they said, 73 cents or 74 cents?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know that stamps cost that much. You know, I went to buy, the last time I went to buy a stamp, I went next door here to the UPS store. And I said, hey, I just need a stamp. And I said, how much is that? And they said, I forget what they said. And I said, wow, a stamp costs that much? And they're like, yeah, don't worry about it. We've got one right here, and just threw it on there and didn't charge me. So.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Well, I
think it looks pretty good that day.
They might have put it. We have a, you know, a WBSM account over there. They probably put it on that and thought it was for work.
Well, you get away with that. That's nice for you.
I came back in and I told the boss. I said, I think they just gave me a stamp. If they charge you for it, I'll pay you back for it because it was for a personal item. And he's like, nah, don't worry about it. I don't think it's a big deal.
Well, the forever stamps to me was a good idea because no matter how many times they go up, see, I don't have to pay more now because I still have some. And mine are already about 4 or 5 years old, so I don't have to do it. But if I'm smart, though, I should go out and get some of the newer ones and, you know, stash them away somewhere.
The only stamps I have are Elvis stamps from the day they came out.
Oh, you have that? I don't even have any of those.
I rode my bicycle. I was 14 years old. Rode my bicycle all the way to the post office. Bought them January. It was January 8th. It was Elvis's birthday. And I rode in the mush and the slush all the way to the post office so I could buy them with the pocket change that I had.
All in honor of Elvis, huh?
Absolutely.
So now that new bike you have you been using that yet?
No, I haven't really taken it out yet. Just kind of rode it around the neighborhood a couple times to try it out. But I was going to go out this weekend on it, but it was just too muggy for me.
Well, boy, the weather's, I know when I come out of here, this building here, they said as soon as that sun comes out, it's going to hit 90, 91, and it's going to be humid. And, you know, with the, no AC in the car, you know what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as I make it back home, I don't care. And look, in the central, I think it's the central area, all the tornadoes they're talking about coming in. Those poor people. Storms, mega storms they're talking about.
It's happening just in time to promote the new Twisters movie. How's that for a tie-in?
Oh, really? There's a new Twister movie?
Yeah, it comes out, I think, next week. It's not a direct sequel, but it's, you know, it exists in the same universe as the first movie.
Yeah. So it's kind of like what the other one was about, though, the tornadoes, and they were chasing them and everything?
Yeah, the original idea was that it was going to be a continuation of the first one, but then they decided to make it a standalone sequel instead.
Mm.
So
I think when I leave here, because I'm very close to the cows, we got the cows over here when you come up that old road there. And this time, I'm actually going to stop and get out, and I'm going to talk to a cow.
Well, let me know if the cow talks back.
And I'm going to try to pet him and give him a kiss and thanking him for all my butter and cream and all that stuff.
You're going to find out if they taste as good before you cook them up as they do after you cook them up.
I'm not sure about the eggs anymore. I'm very still upset about them eggs. I know I killed my time already, so have a good day. Thank you for taking my call. And
you as well.
Hope that you got a free stamp. Good for you.
Hope it all goes well at the doctor.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right. We got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in. And 508-996-0500 coming up in the next hour. We'll be talking with Jack Spillane of New Bedford Light as we will be turning on the light. But I also want to keep you up to date with everything that's going on at one of my favorite places, Edaville Family Theme Park. And if you've never been to Edaville in the summer, I'm sure you've probably been there dozens of times, if not hundreds of times in the winter, right? But have you ever been there in the summer? Have you ever seen some of the really cool things that they have going on in the summertime? Such as this Saturday night when they have a car show and cruising night happening at Edaville. It's going to be happening from 4 to 9. They'll be having a car show and cruise at night hosted by All Wheels Association. And you can get tickets starting at just $12.95. And the park will be open during the cruise in and car show night. So those are just some of the many great things that they have planned as part of their Christmas carnival nights. And don't forget, too, not only can you get individual tickets at Edaville.com, but you can also get your 2024 season pass as well. So you'll already have your ticket squared away for when the Festival of Lights happens later on this year during the holiday season, but also everything that they have coming up in the summer and in the fall. So make sure that you get over to Edaville.com to find out more and make sure that you follow them on Facebook so you can see all of their great events that they have coming up. And you never know. They've got all kinds of cool stuff that just pops up now and then. Like just the other day, I was scrolling through Facebook and what do I see? I see a message, a hello from Santa Claus out there on the beach, fishing pole, wearing his sun hat. So the big guy even checks in on the Edaville page during the summer. So again, make sure you follow them on Facebook, Edaville Family Theme Park. That's the page. And go to Edaville.com to get your tickets and to find out about all of the great events that they have going on. See, it's not just for the holidays. It's a great place all year round. And there is a lot of stuff that's happening in the next couple of weeks. Not only at Edaville, but everywhere across the South Coast. There's a city council meeting tomorrow. I forget which committee it is, but there's some discussion about a demolition project at the armory. Now that the city owns the armory, they're talking about demolishing some of that structure in order to make it more appealing to potential buyers, to potential developers. So that will be discussed tomorrow night. And I'll get you some more details on that coming up. But just wanted to make you aware of it so that you can be there if you oppose that. Right now, though, I'm going to take my final break of this hour, 508-996-0500, if you want to try to squeeze in a call before the next hour. And then in the next hour, we'll be joined by Jack Spillane of New Bedford Light to turn on the light. And quickly, a reminder that we have tickets to give away all this week to Chicago and Earth, Wind & Fire at Xfinity Center in Mansfield. You can enter to win at WBSM.com. And on the WBSM app, it's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. Got to take this quick break, and we'll be back in just a moment. And welcome back in. Let's take a call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, I hope you're having a good morning, my friend, because I'm not.
Oh, no.
Saturday night, I was on my way out of town. I stopped off to gas up at a local Cumbers and get a coffee for the road, and left my wallet on the counter, and I just went back there, and it wasn't turned in.
Oh, no. Well, I hope you canceled all your cards and everything.
That's what I got to start to do today. I got to do all that. I just got a brand new credit card. I haven't even activated yet.
Well, hopefully that means that they can't activate it either. But, I mean, did you try the police station? Maybe somebody turned it in there.
New Bedford Police?
It's worth it.
I would have thought it would have been more tactical if they just turned it in right there in the store.
Yeah, but it's worth a call.
Some coffee bar.
Sometimes yeah. People don't trust the store employees.
So it's worth a call.
Yeah, it's worth checking.
Yep. Yeah, that way I don't got to do all that legwork.
Well, hopefully it turns up for you.
Yeah, have a good day.
You as well. I can tell you that's the scariest feeling in the world. That's why I don't carry a wallet anymore. I keep everything in my pockets, but still the scariest feeling in the world when you think that you dropped a card or lost a card or left a card in a machine or something. That happened to me when I went to the airport a couple of years ago in Providence. No, I think it was Boston. And I went and I put my debit card in the machine to pay for my my bag. And then I went in, went through TSA, went through all of that, was about to go wait for my flight and stopped to get a bottle of water. And when I went to pull out my debit card, I was like, where's my... Oh, no, I left it in the machine. And I had to run out and get it. And I actually asked if somebody else could go get it, and they said no. And so then I had to leave the terminal. I had to go out, get the card, go back through TSA, and I only had about 20 minutes before my flight was boarding, so I didn't know if I was going to make it. Thankfully, the folks who were in line for the screening, they all let me cut ahead of them because of the situation. So I was able to kind of get right back in, and I made it with time to spare. Still was able to get my bottle of water before I got on there. But that is a scary situation. We are going to take a break here for the